ذکر relate that Isa alayhi salatu was salam said that this ummah, the tongue will be accustomed to la ilaha illallah. And this was difficult for the ummahs of before. This means that this ummah, at every instance, they will just be reading la ilaha illallah. To understand this practically, if we stayed with Arabs who have got deen in them, we will see anything surprising, la ilaha illallah. When they get something happy about something, la ilaha illallah. When some misfortune, sadness, la ilaha illallah. So this is how everything, on every occasion, la ilaha illallah. And in fact, commonly, if we have noticed, their finger will go up, la ilaha illallah. But now compare us, how much do we read la ilaha? Not only when we read 50 times, 100 times in zikr, the tongue is accustomed to it. So to be part of this ummah according to this hadith, that la ilaha illallah must be common on our tongue. Anything that happens, la ilaha illallah. Going off to sleep, la ilaha illallah. We get up in the middle of the night, la ilaha illallah. That means the tongue is accustomed to la ilaha. Now each one of us think, how much do I read la ilaha illallah? It just is a special feature and a special quality of this ummah, by which this ummah is recognized that they will read la ilaha illallah. It means at every step, on every instance in abundance. So we should try and get into the habit, make ourselves, that we read a lot, la ilaha illallah. It's a very, very, it's a whole crux of the whole of deen. The whole universe is dependent on this kalimah. And Allah has given it to us, let us try and get used to it in